Hello, God bless you, brothers and sisters. We're finishing Psalm 25, looking at verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's been a beautiful 5 days, and thank you for your encouragements and the inspiration that the Almighty gives us is just amazing. You know, I just want to share this, that as we continue in daily devotion, let us pray one for another, that God will help us, that our faith and our pressing on will not be in vain. We don't want to run and still miss the mark. We want God to continue to be with us. But before we continue, I'd like us to pray. Father, we thank you for giving us this time that we can come. This is the fifth day of these beautiful days that you've given us. And I pray that your Holy Spirit will be upon us to encourage us as we continue. Be with my brothers and my sisters all over the world. And I thank you for strengthening our spirit and encouraging us. We are grateful for what you do. And we can't wait to see the testimonies of the righteous. In Jesus' name, amen. So my brothers, my sisters, there's a whole lot of work for us to do. We are the people that are carrying the gospel of Jesus Christ right now. Brother Branham talks about how the young men will come in the end time and they will take the gospel and swing it with greater power. They will make it make more sense. You see, the ministry and the gospel of Jesus Christ is getting drilled down better in our day and age because the time of knowledge increasing has come. But there is only one knowledge that we are interested in. It's the knowledge that draws us into a deeper understanding of what it means to live a victorious Christian life. And for us to live a victorious Christian life, we have to walk in tow with God. God has to hold our hands. We have to be connected to Him as our shepherd. That allows us to understand our function as a Christian man, as a Christian woman, as a married Christian brother, married Christian sister, single Christian brother, single Christian sister, businessman, or an employee. Whatever area or avenue of life we're in, God being our shepherd gives us the tools that we have need of. And also for the ministers, whether you're a fivefold minister or you're just a music minister, but let me focus only on the fivefold minister for right now. The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. I do believe with all of my heart in the fivefold ministry. I do not believe the fivefold ministry has ceased. There is nothing like that in the scriptures. There is nowhere in the gospels that teaches us that there is no more prophets, there's no more apostles, there's no more evangelists, there's no more pastors and teachers. Anybody that believes that, I can't call that gospel. I call that false doctrine. So God is still having the fivefold ministries. We understand the position of the church age messengers, but every church age messenger had their ministry in line with the fivefold calling. There were prophets among them, there were apostles among them. Being a fivefold minister does not mean you're a church age messenger, and being a church age messenger does not mean you are not part of the fivefold. You're also part of the fivefold. Your function and your calling, the responsibilities, is what is different. You have a responsibility to an age. But being that Brother Branham King did not destroy Ephesians chapter 4, the Bible cannot be subtracted from just because God sent a prophet. The prophet was not sent to replace the Son of God. The prophet was sent to highlight the importance of the Son of God. Because as a human being, you and I forget more than we remember. Jesus Christ is on the earth, working through me and you, still revealing himself to people. The evidence of the Holy Spirit in my life and your life is what keeps the gospel fresh for those who have never heard the name of Jesus Christ being spoken. It is because human beings keep forgetting more about God. That's why God has to do manifestations and put the gifts in the church. Because if you look at what the Bible says, he said tongue is a sign, not for the believer, but for the unbeliever. So the miraculous hand of God is not necessarily for the believers. That is why Brother Branham talks about unbelievers, they see the signs and wonders and they bow. But it's very difficult for Christians because Christians already believe God. They don't need to be convinced, and that's what makes it very hard. But God is teaching us by his wisdom that he wants to guide us. Let's not close our minds. Let us open them up. Let us study to show ourselves approved unto God. I believe that the ministers of the gospel, we have a responsibility to continue the work of the shepherd as individual shepherds and guides in our own right, in our own callings. I admonish you, brothers and sisters, let us pray for the ministers. And I admonish you, brothers that are ministers, let us study. Study the scriptures. Study the word. Let us give our best. The people of God deserve the best of me and you. Let us study the word properly. Let us meditate on that word. Let us make sure that we are hearing from the Almighty himself so that we can rightly divide the word of truth. Because we have a battle with falsehoods, a battle with false spirits, a battle with demons. In fact, we are getting to the showdown. We need to know the Bible very, very well and make sure when we're preaching it, we're not just preaching what we think, Brother Branham said, but we're preaching what God has revealed to us through the scriptures so that we can accurately point people to what Brother Branham is saying from the scriptures. Because I believe that Brother Branham is a word prophet. He's a prophet that never went outside of the Bible. And we should be able to point people with the scriptures because a lot of people are coming up with so many things, believing that the message of the hour is extra biblical revelation. And that is because of poor teaching. That is because we are not doing a good job. We need to go back to walking with God like the apostles walk with God. I want to admonish all of us with few words. Remember, the aim of the message is to bring us back to the faith of the apostles. What exactly was the faith of the apostles? It was a faith that produced action. It was a faith that had the book of Acts written behind it. It was the only book in the scriptures that did not have an amen at the end of it. There is no conclusion because God is still acting in his people. What is the evidence of God in the churches? Brother Branham preached the 7 definite identifications of a true church of a living God. And part of the things that he highlighted was that in a true church of a living God, there'll be healings and manifestations of the Spirit. It's not just the opening of the word. It's the word does not come in words alone. The gospel is not words alone, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. There was a situation that happened recently where we had a prayer for a person that had a situation in their lives. And we declared in the name of Jesus Christ that the gospel that we preach is not just words alone. And God provided a healing. I have seen God raise people from the dead. I've seen God cast out demons. I've seen God do so much deliverance. I believe that this gospel has a lot of power. The power did not die with William Marion Branham. The power is very much alive. We need to learn to sacrifice and live a holy life. Because if we regard iniquity in our hearts, we'll be praying empty prayers. As a preacher, we need to make sure we are praying until we can break through in the presence of God so that when we stand, it is not us, but God that is standing in us. When we are laying hands on the sick, our lives need to be holy. We need to know how to pray on our knees, really, really cry unto God before we get to praying for other people. we need to understand how the visions work, how the things of the Spirit work. We need to experience these things like Joshua. We need to have been in that land. That is why Brother Bram said, unless you have a backside of experience, you have no business behind the pulpit. Let us make sure that we have met God ourselves before we try to teach people things that we have not even experienced. I cannot teach anybody about the Holy Ghost if I don't have the Holy Ghost. I cannot explain to people about discernment if I don't understand what it is. I cannot talk to people about the manifestations of the Spirit if I've never seen one manifest in my life. I cannot talk to people about prophecies and visions when I've never experienced it myself. We have to be witnesses of these things. We have to be to that land ourselves before we can lead people to something that we are talking about. Have you prayed for the sick and they recovered? Then you can preach about that. I'm not saying you have to experience everything before you can preach about it, but I'm asking you to let us sacrifice. Let us pay the price. Let us be like Peter when he was fasting until he broke into a trance. That is what the faith of the fathers were. When Paul was fasting until scales fell from his eyes, all these things did not just happen because they were just preaching. It happened because they were consecrated. When was the last time that the supernatural visited our churches? This is why the unbelievers are not falling on their knees and decrying that they have sinned in the presence of our preachers. When we want our ministries to have impact in the presence of the people, we need to make the sacrifice at the backside. If you look at professional boxers, just to encourage ourselves, they make sure they train. They go to the gym, they practice, they sweat it out. So when they go on there to actually box, they are ready for their opponent because they have paid the price. Jesus Christ was a prayerful prophet, and he prayed until his sweat turned into blood and his tears turned into blood. He was in Gethsemane laboring and encouraging the disciples to watch with him. Some of us can't pray for more than 5 minutes. We have to be desperate and hungry before we can see the presence of God. We cannot train in a boxing gym for 5 minutes and expect to beat every opponent. Most of those who are professional boxers, the elite of the elite, they spend about 8 to 9 months of their year training and really watching what they eat. Are you watching what you're consuming spiritually? Are you watching things that are just entertainment 24/7 and expecting the Spirit of God to be strong in you and I? Brothers and sisters, we need to watch our spiritual diet. We need to exercise spiritual discipline. As a preacher, do you have discipline? When people correct you, do you take correction? Or you're the only one that gives correction? As a pastor, do you listen to anybody else that is not a pastor? If we don't have spiritual discipline in our lives, we cannot see the presence of God. As a brother, do you treat your wife well? As a sister, do you respect your husband? Or you only respect the pastor in the church? As a child, are you submissive to your parents? Are we doing what God asks us to do? All of these things are very key. They are very important for our spiritual growth. And I just want to encourage us as we're closing this evening. It is very, very important that we go back to our spiritual understanding. If they say the speed limit is this level, are we doing what we're supposed to do? When people give us money to do a business, are we faithful with that money? Are we lying or are we being honest? Can everything we do, can people hang their hearts on our character? My brothers, my sisters, this is what it will take for God to truly be our shepherd. When you are a husband, as a believer, a real believer of the message of the hour, you're supposed to be the best husband. All the sisters in the church, she wants to have a husband just like you. When you're a true believer of the message of the hour, all the brothers in the church, you want to have a wife like you. When you're a true believer of the message of the hour, everybody should want to be like you, because when they see you, you remind them so much of Jesus Christ. That was the kind of testimony that the fathers had. That was the kind of testimony that Brother Branham had. That is the kind of testimony that God is waiting for. May God bless you and thank you in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, we bless your name, and we appreciate you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.